This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Zach, attack Steve Migs. It's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Zach will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
Complete this lyric. Head, shoulders, knees, and what?
Toes.
Correct. In car manufacturing, what does SUV stand for?
Sports utility vehicle.
Yes. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter Y?
Y is... Come back to it.
The oldest pretzel bakery in the United States is in what northeastern state?
New York.
No.
Pennsylvania.
Correct. In what slasher movie did Jamie Lee Curtis play Laurie Strode?
Classroom movie pass.
Slasher movie.
Oh, slasher movie. Halloween.
Yes. The pituitary gland is attached to which organ?
The gallbladder.
No.
The brain.
Yes. Who had the songs You Can't Touch This and Too Legit to Quit?
Oh, pass.
What decade was the Apple II computer introduced?
Wait, was it MC Hammer?
Yes, it was. What decade was the Apple II computer introduced?
80s.
No.
70s.
Yes, which desert gets its name for the Arabic word for desert?
The Arabic word. Oh. Is it the Gobi?
No. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Zach, and that is a darn fine score this day.
Okay, we'll take it.
We'll take it indeed. Here comes the competition.
That's
strutting.
Right. Let's go.
With confidence.
I'm feeling good.
Steve Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Complete this lyric. Head, shoulders, knees, and what?
Toes.
Correct. In car manufacturing. Pearl Jam song. Yeah. In car manufacturing, what does SUV stand for?
Sports utility vehicle.
Correct. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter Y?
Yellow?
No.
Yankee.
Yes.
The I only know that because it's a Bloodhound Gang song.
The oldest pretzel bakery in the U.S. is in what northeastern state?
Ooh, I'm going to say New York.
No.
New Jersey.
No.
Philadelphia.
No. In what slasher film did Jamie Lee Curtis play Laurie Strode?
Halloween.
Correct. The pituitary gland is attached to which organ?
The lung?
No.
The tongue?
No.
The brain?
Yes. Who had the songs You Can't Touch This and Too Legit to Quit?
Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. MC Hammer.
Yes. What decade was the Apple II computer introduced?
What decade?
Yeah, what decade?
2000s?
No.
90s?
No.
2010s?
No. Which desert gets its name for the Arabic word for desert?
Mojave?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that's a loss. 7-6. Congratulations, Zach.
Let's go. Happy Thursday, y'all.
You
yeah.
too.
Wow! Wow! The oldest pretzel bakery in the U.S. is in Pennsylvania.
I said that.
You said Philadelphia.
Oh, my
God. I know, Steve.
I am such an idiot.
Apple II computer. It arrived in the 1970s, and the desert that gets its name from the Arabic word for desert is Sahara.
Sahara.
Steve Miggs, there's another opportunity for you to play.
Hey, hey. Sweat running all over my chest. I don't quit enough. I just press hard.
Okay, we've lost Aaron.
I love that song so much.
It's so good.
Another opportunity to play Beat Migs is coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, the very first of its kind, Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena, and that's going down on December 12th. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown. We have the Pretty Reckless. We have Mammoth.
We have MC Hammer.
MC Hammer's going to be all stripped down acoustically. Just kidding. But you can get your tickets as low as $55. There are some that have just been released at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
It is one of our favorite parts of the morning where we check our voice messages from you. And you can leave us one, too, through the Odyssey app. Very easy. Just look for the microphone icon. Steve Miggs,
yes.
What is happening in there today?
All right, you ready for our first voice message?
Cannot wait.
Through the Odyssey app.
Hey, you faces. Did you see?
Okay, first of all, that's a very nice way to address us.
Good morning.
I like that he referred to us by our proper names.
Yes.
That was originally what we were going to call the show, but the boss has shot it down.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Hey, you faces. Did you see that the Foo Fighters have a new song coming out this morning?
Yes.
I'm pretty damn excited. Not like gonna impregnate someone that's not my wife excited, but excited nonetheless.
Never forget.
I can't say poor Dave Grohl because he made his bed and he has to lay in it, but I don't know if he'll ever be able to live that down.
He made her bed and laid in it, Steve.
Yeah, we don't know if he made any beds, but he laid into something. But yes. There is a brand new Foo Fighters song that we just got, and we will play it when we get to the songs.
Yeah.
It's called Asking for a Friend, and I don't know if it's going to be on their upcoming record or what the deal is, or if it's just a single, and I don't even know if this features the new drummer, if it's Dave on the drums. Now, the picture on like their social media pages for this song, like the single album artwork, has their new drummer, was it Elon?
Ruben, yeah.
on it. So maybe he is behind the kid on this, but I'm excited to hear the song.
I am chomping at the bit, Steve.
I've only heard the snippet on their Instagram page, and I thought, this sounds freaking cool.
Sounds like a Foo Fighters song?
Yeah. We're all going to get pregnant. No,
oh,
sorry.
No.
We can't keep doing that to them. Okay, are you ready for our next voice message?
Yes.
So we'll have that new Foo Fighters song in just a couple of minutes.
Yes, sir.
If I had a chance to go back in time and see any band or artist, it would have to be Van Halen in the early 80s with David Lee Roth. What a show.
Now, this is all stemming from a conversation yesterday. Where was it? What was the artist? Janelle Monáe said that she goes back in time to see...
David Bowie. Yes. Of course she did.
So we're like, well, if we had that opportunity, who would we go see? And I said Kiss back in like the late 70s. I've been on a massive Kiss kick with the sad passing of Ace Frehley. I've been watching a lot of their live footage when Ace and Peter were in the band. And man, in the late 70s, they were just... I mean, they were a powerhouse.
Unstoppable.
Who did you say again?
I said Warren Zevon. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Here's another voice message about bands people will go back in time to see.
Earlier today, you were talking about bands you would go back in time to see. I'm shocked that nobody brought up seeing Pearl Jam when they were Mookie Blaylock. See them perform for the first time.
You know what's crazy? Yesterday was the 35th anniversary of their first performance as Mookie Blaylock at the off-ramp.
That's insane.
I'm so happy that somebody had, you know, because back in those days, we didn't have cell phones.
No.
Where you could just kind of pull out your phone and record an entire concert. Somebody recorded that entire performance. It's on YouTube. And it's so cool to be able to look back and see this unknown band with a strange name performing in front of a small crowd.
So wild.
Or Alice in Chains, you know, like at the Central Tavern.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Early days of Soundgarden, Nirvana. Honestly, just put me in a time machine to go back to 1990 here in the Pacific Northwest, and I would be a happy woman.
I also would be a happy woman.
I would also be a happy woman. I have that like insane jealousy over the fact that my husband, because of his advanced age, got to see all of that in real life.
What was his favorite? I mean, I'm sure you've had
Allison, he's an Alice in Chains guy for sure.
And he saw Alice in Chains with Lane in small clubs in the Pacific Northwest.
And I have, I mean, he tells me these stories and I'm like, stop talking. I feel very angry right now. It's just not fair. I was born in the wrong time period, Steve.
Yeah, I moved out here like that like boom of the Seattle rock bands was already kind of past. Now they were playing arenas or sadly Kurt was no longer around.
Yeah.
I've heard friends tell me stories of seeing Nirvana. I don't know that full details, but they played like the Crocodile, and I think it was like late in the night, and they needed to kick everybody out to clear out all the booze that was just around for, you know, to make sure they don't get in trouble with like the liquor control and all that kind of stuff. And then they let everyone back into the club because Nirvana wanted to keep playing. I'm like, that would just be so bonkers to be at a show like that.
See, we got to figure out this time traveling thing for sure.
Yeah, seeing Alice in Chains.
Next level.
Or Mother Love Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Think about, like, I see some of these videos that surface on YouTube where they're playing, like a roller rink in, like, Kent.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, I've watched all these videos. And I'm just like, I wish I was there for that. That'd be so killer. All right, ready for our next voice?
I'm so ready.
So I'm with you guys in that I absolutely hate George Springer as well.
Okay, good. Then we don't need to hear anything else. Screw that guy. Mm-hmm. I hope he strikes out every time in the World Series.
Yes, please.
Last night I was thinking about if I was a Blue Jays fan, how insane is it that the guy who got hit in the knee with a baseball and then the opposing team fans cheered about it?
And not every fan. I hate the narrative of like when people are like, oh, the entire stadium were cheering. It was like a select number of knuckleheads.
Yeah, and I still argue. I don't know that they were cheering that he got hurt. I think they might have been cheering like, you know, when someone gets injured and then they leave the field, it's like, hey, man, great job up to this point. That's what I feel like, but maybe I'm wrong.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back and I would cheer that he after we know what happens. But
only for him to be the hero and win game 7. It sucks to say it out loud, but that is a cool story.
You know, he's right. And I hate saying it, too. When you think about, like, you know, the lure of baseball, what do they call it? Such a romantic sport, which is such a weird thing how they say that. But it's because they're, like, these crazy stories that happen within a game. And that is... I wish it didn't happen to the Mariners.
Yeah.
But that does go up there as being, like, pretty epic, where here's a guy who... I mean, they had to do a lot of work just to have it so that he could play in the game. He's like hobbling around, and then he hits the home run that takes him into the world. I don't even want to talk about it either.
He's a hero.
I'm not ready for this conversation.
I don't want to have it anymore at all.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you mentioned, Steve Miggs, we've just learned there is a new Foo Fighters song, and we have it. It's called Asking for a Friend. Shall I press play?
Yes.
Yesterday, right near the end of our show, I was a bit surprised to get a call that was quite a blast from the past. Steve Miggs, it was my old teacher from Stanwood High School, Go Spartans, Mr. Price. And if you missed it, this is what happened.
Do you remember a teacher back when you were a young Tarrandale going to school by the name of Mr. Price?
Mr. Price was our American Sign Language teacher.
When is the last time you spoke with Mr. Price?
Probably 2003.
So over 20 years.
I think so.
Well, Mr. Price is on the line right now.
Mr. Price, are you there?
It has been a bit of time.
Oh, my gosh. Wonderful to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. You've been doing great. Good things.
Hey, thank you so much. Well, and I have to say, I appreciate all I learned in my American Sign Language classes. I actually have put that to use over the years.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she tells me I'm number one every morning. It's
crazy.
With
my middle finger,
though.
I'm sure
she uses a specific sign for that one.
Yeah. Mr. Price, absolutely.
So, Mr. Price, I went to see Dead & Company over at the Gorge, and they have a group of deadheads that they call deafheads that go to the Grateful Dead shows, and they have interpreters and things of that nature, and we ended up camping next door to them. So my husband somehow ends up communicating with them that I am basically fluent in American Sign Language, which is completely false. But I was able to communicate with them, and then we ended up going down into the pit with them and watching the show right in front of their interpreter, and it was awesome.
Yeah, the interpreters at those shows, they're some pretty incredible people. Those people work. I mean, you will be sweaty and sore after you do that job, for sure.
Now, I have to say, I don't know if any of my teachers from back in the day, from over 20 years ago, would remember me. Maybe my radio teacher, because we stayed friends on Facebook. That's about it. What is it about Tarrandale that you remember so much about?
Well, she was a great student, first off.
Thank you.
Very nice, very cool, very approachable. That was really nice. And I was a first or second year teacher when I had her. But she told me the story one time that just stuck in my head. It was a pretty silly thing for me to do. I wanted to do a come clean day. Hey, whatever you got away with during the year, you get a pass if you just tell me about it today, blah, blah, blah. So Miss Daly tells me this one time where she was really late to my class coming back from lunch. And it's an elaborate story about turning the car turned really fast and she fell out of the car and the door opened up and she rolled around for a bit. And I was like, and you're here? You're not injured? You're not at the hospital? No, I'm fine. I'm good to go. Complete and total lie. But I was just embarrassed that she tried to get away with that. It was, I mean, I let her get away with it because it was a come clean day. But
oh,
I was impressed by the level she went to. It was nice.
Did she even have like dirt and scuffs on her?
Too? Oh, yeah, you got to live it up, you know? Make it look believable.
Not even a scuff on her clothes. She was fine. And I was like, well done. Nice.
So, Mr. Price, out of curiosity, are you still teaching ASL? What are you doing these days?
I am not. I'm actually a police officer for Federal Way and been here for about 12 years.
Are you calling to arrest Taryn? Is this you figured out? I know how to get a hold of her.
I do think the statute of limitations, you know, probably passed up a bit.
Well, thank you, Mr. Price. Thank you for calling and taking me down memory lane.
No, I just wanted to call and say I was super impressed with you. For some reason, you said or did something that just sparked some memory, and I wanted to let you know how impressed I am by what you've accomplished. I looked online, and wow, really good job. Well done.
Thank you. Can you also tell my parents I want to make sure they're proud of me, too?
Yes, as soon as I get a hold of them, I'll let them know.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Wow. Have a good one.
You have a great day.
That is freaking cool. You know what's funny? It's like listening back to it. When he called, you were like went from nerves to like glowing the entire time. Like this was like it was kind of fun to watch. Now watching you listen back to it again, you're glowing all over again. How are you feeling after that call?
I just think it's so wild. I haven't caught up with many of my teachers ever. So this was like a really special phone call to get. And it just brought me, it really did bring me down memory lane. I loved taking American Sign Language. I've used it, you know, maybe 4 times since graduating. But that was a really special class. And I was so stoked that he called.
You know, it's funny. We just got this text that says, I think ASL teachers are just naturally awesome people. My old ASL teacher, Mrs. Underhill, loved to tell us how she went to see GWAR. In concert.
Okay, that's dope.
I can't imagine the person that has to do the sign language for a GWAR concert.
No.
I mean, there's probably certain things that you have to do with your hands that you've never done before.
Oh, I don't even know if they have a sign for that. Not one that I learned in school.
Would you say that he's up there as far as like one of the more memorable teachers that you've had?
Definitely one of my more memorable teachers. Nice. Do you have a memorable teacher?
I have a couple that I thought of, but one that just popped into my head because I feel like I still apply it to this day and just how I approach like work, life, and anything. It's just like, F it, just do it. And, you know, it was Miss Silver. She was our video production teacher. She kind of helped us run our college TV station as well.
Nice.
She was just a cool, cool lady. But what I always loved is my buddy Joe and I would always have these dumb ideas like, hey, we want to go film this video outside and la, la, la. She's like, yeah, go take the cameras, go do it. All I ask, don't freaking break them. But she used a different word. But like, we would do the dumbest stuff. We'd hang the camera out of the car to get a footage of like a car spinning. And like, she would see us. We would then share these videos for her to grade or just judge or tell us what we did right and what we did wrong. And you could see her rolling her eyes with some of the stuff that we did because it was like, we were definitely putting these expensive cameras at risk, but we never broke them. And so that was the rule. So until we broke them, I think she wouldn't get mad at us. But I always love that mindset of like, hey, go out, have fun, take advantage of these opportunities. And as long as you're not breaking anything, that's fine.
It's an awesome teacher right
there,
Steve.
She was pretty badass. The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show. Plus, she had drinks with us once, and that was awesome.
Oh, no. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Who is that one teacher that you will never forget, and why? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about that teacher you will never forget. We're going to take those calls after The Offspring. Who is that one teacher that you will never forget, and why is that? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about that teacher that you will never forget. Let's get Sydney from Olympia pulled up here. Sydney, who is the teacher you'll never forget and why?
Hello, guys.
What's up, Sydney?
I'm doing good. How's your guys' morning?
You know, great. New Foo Fighters song. They just announced a tour. Can't ask for a better day.
I know, right? So before I moved to Washington about a couple years ago, I lived back in Ohio, and I had this history teacher named Mr. Yingling. And he was, like, one of the funniest teachers that I've ever had. He was so sweet. I always sat, like, front row of the classroom. And he would have these papers that he would have us fill out. And every morning, there was, like, one day that I found out that he spoke Japanese, and he lived in Japan for, like, 4 years. And so, like, a way that I would impress him, I would write my titles of my papers in Japanese. And he loved it so much that on my last day of school, because it was going to be my last day there, he got me a box of all of these like Japanese snacks, and he gave me a handwritten letter that I still have framed in my room to this day.
That's cool.
That's very sweet.
So have you been to Japan, Sydney?
I have not. I really want to go.
My daughter right now is obsessed with going to Japan because of Hello Kitty. I guess there's like some kind of a thing, like a big exhibit there. And she's like, I want to go really bad. I'm like, me too. But I want to go see Japanese wrestling.
Wrestling, so, yeah. Of course, so it's wrestling.
That might have to be a daddy-daughter trip to Japan, which will never happen.
206-803-ROCK, trucker Preston on I-5. Who is that one teacher you'll never forget and why?
Good morning, guys. Morning.
What's going on, my man?
Yeah, I have two. I'm going to start with Mr. Brown because he was just a character. He's like the only white guy I know that could pull off an afro besides Bob Ross. And he was hilarious. He was just such a great guy. He's always happy and go lucky. But the best thing was like around Easter or Halloween or anytime there was a holiday surrounding candy. Basically, you could just expect to be pelted with candy coming into the classroom. You'd open the door, people would yell, duck. You already knew what was coming.
What kind of candy are we talking? Like chocolate or are we talking like hard candy?
Oh, I've been hit with a box of peeps.
Okay.
Just take a Werther's straight to the dome. 206-803-ROCK. Ted, you're in Lakewood this morning, and we want to know who is that one teacher you'll never forget and why?
Hey, good morning. I had Mr. Blackwell, my sophomore math teacher down in California. He was a kind of like a deadhead, but like to the extreme, just super chill dude. And one day he spent a class period just teaching us how to hallucinate off a candle.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I don't. It was a good lesson, but the most important thing he taught us was like, just chill out, man. Life's not that serious. No one gets out alive. You're all good. Just enjoy your days. So it really took me to find passion rather than performance.
Tendo, did any of the parents find out that you guys try to hallucinate with a candle? And also, how do you hallucinate with a candle?
That was my question.
Okay, so it's more like a meditation. Like, you stare at the candle, you let go of everything, you do your breathing techniques and all that stuff. And the man only worked there 1 year, so I'm assuming that a handful of parents found out.
Yeah, I would love to have been in a room when they had that conversation. Like, so did you tell all of your students to stare at a candle and pretend that they were hallucinating on drugs?
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 333 wins, 111 losses, and 98 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now. And maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540. It's helpful because it gives out three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. We will play Beat Miggs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.